Shortly before I joined seminary, the job that I had at the time was a roughneck on an oil rig. So I was working on an oil rig out in northwest Kansas, out by Hayes. And, you know, it was kind of rough work, very dangerous work at times. Not just because of the equipment, but a lot of times because of the people I was working with. That they weren't exactly high society type, okay? So part of my job, though, was working with the drill pipe, which are lengths of pipe about 30 feet long, and they weigh about 600 pounds. And they're hoisted in the air by this rope that kind of pulls them up into the air and puts them in position so that we can connect them to the next pipe and keep drilling along. Well, one morning I was out there, you know, doing my job, just kind of, I hooked up a rope to the next piece of pipe so the guy could pull it up with the rope. And, you know, I was just kind of standing there, didn't really think anything of it. And the next thing you know, wham! Right beside me, that pipe fell to the ground. I could feel the air of it just brushing past my head as it dropped 60 feet out of the air, 600 pounds, right there beside me. And it was one of those moments where it's like, you know, a near-death experience. And I mean, 6 inches to the left or right, and I was done. And I remember driving home that morning, looking at the sun rising, because I was working third shift, and so here I am driving home at 7 a.m., watching the sun rise and thinking, I'm seeing a miracle. I'm witnessing a miracle right now, the sun coming up from the earth, the beauty of God's creation. And for the next several days, like, everything had so much meaning for me. And I imagine any of you who've had kind of a similar situation, you know, maybe a car accident or something like that, all of a sudden, little things have so much more significance. Things that were just so common and so we're so used to, all of a sudden, there's a whole new significance, a whole new meaning that kind of we can pierce into. Well, for us Catholics, that happens so much with us with the Mass. The Mass becomes so routine, so mundane that, I mean, we don't even think about it. I mean, something as simple as genuflecting, you know, when you come in, the old Catholic response. I don't know how many of you guys have been into a movie theater and genuflected in the movie theater just out of habit. I know I'm guilty, you know. It's one of those, and I catch myself halfway down like, oh, wait, this is not a church. But, you know, it's just a reaction. It's just something that we do. Now, as Father Yurok and I were going along our series, kind of following Dr. Shree's book about the Mass, kind of preparing for our parish mission here, and this section that we're dealing with is the Liturgy of the Word. The Liturgy of the Word and how, and so kind of coming with this background of seeing it in a new light, seeing it with one of those maybe near-death experiences, now there's a freshness here. Let's look at this again, something that we've maybe say and do 1,000, 10,000 times before. Maybe it's new. For example, when the reader proclaims the word of the Lord after saying a reading, and we all, I mean, it's the automatic response, the word of the Lord, thanks be to God, right? We say that, we don't have to think about it. But think about it. What are we actually saying there? What's the reality that's taking place? The word of the Lord. Imagine that. Imagine telling that to an atheist, that you truly believe you just heard God speak to you. What? God's word just spoke to you. The scriptures are not dead, they're alive. The scriptures they're alive and they're living, and it's not something that was written down like a textbook or a dictionary. It's something that's alive and continues and echoes and reverberates throughout time to today. The Lord speaks to you, the word of the Lord. God has just spoken. The echo has reached your ears again. And we respond, thanks be to God. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but like, I don't know how often I sit there and I'm grateful for the readings. I'm actually grateful. Thanks be to God. I'm giving thanks. I actually try to be thankful for what I've just heard. The word of the Lord, God has just spoken to you. Thank you. Thanks be to God. That's a whole new way of kind of understanding the mundane, the regular, the you know, what we've seen and heard a thousand times before. God has just spoken. Just like the prophet Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to me. In our first reading today, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. What are we saying here? This is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah then, and it comes to us now. One and the same word. Before I formed you, I knew you. That's a powerful message. The word of the Lord. Verbum Domini in Latin. And this, the word, the verbal means word, literally, word, the word of the Lord. And in Greek, I just completely blanked on the Greek word. my seminary professors would be crying right now. Beginning of the Gospel of John, you know, in the beginning was the word logos. There we go, I got it. Logos, all right, Greek word, logos, word. John begins his gospel, and the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same Word, verbum, logos, Word. Jesus Christ comes to us through the Scriptures. And this reading of the Scriptures, the liturgy of the Word that we celebrate in Mass, it has roots all the way back to ancient Israel, all the way back to their practice of worship in the temple, which is what we hear in our reading today. Jesus himself, it was a rite of passage that the men of Israel, the men of Jerusalem, had a right to read the Scripture in the midst, men who are in good standing, to read the Scripture in the midst of the assembly. And here we have Jesus in our gospel doing exactly that. Now, the couple verses are reading today from Luke. It's from 4, starts at verse 21, but a couple of verses before that explains that he unrolled the scroll and he read. And then he turned to the people and he said, what I have just read to you, today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. This word that continues to echo throughout time has now taken on flesh. The word, the logos, the verbum, it's all one. It's all Jesus Christ. And he's here to speak in a new way. And for you and I, the liturgy of the Eucharist, there's the two parts, two liturgies, right? Liturgy of the Word itself, and then the liturgy of the Eucharist. The liturgy of the Word prepares us for the liturgy of the Eucharist. The liturgy of the Eucharist, the coming of Christ made flesh, the Word, verbum, logos, made flesh on the altar. That's the high point of the Mass. And this is our preparation, to try to prepare ourselves to enter into what we are about to receive, the reality that we're about to behold. So as we're kind of going through Dr. Shree's book, going through the Mass, trying to prepare ourselves more, how can we do that? How can we expand our capacity to receive this word? The word of the Lord. Well, a great place to start is by reading the readings ahead of time. And as a matter of fact, that's what I would offer to you as a challenge, perhaps for Lent that's coming up here. Just, you know, we have Ash Wednesday just in a little over a week. For Lent, make time as a family, perhaps, to read the readings ahead of time. Maybe even read some commentaries ahead of time to prepare the seed ground. The ground for the seed of the word that's going to come. And that, you'll be able to take away so much more. Brothers and sisters, what we receive here, the word of the Lord, the gospel of the Lord, the good news, it's not ordinary. It's not mundane. It's extraordinary. But sometimes we need a little knock on the head, a little 600-pound pipe to fall beside us to kind of wake us up that there is something extraordinary here. This isn't normal. It's something extraordinary. Let's approach it as such. Let's listen to the word as he speaks to us.